and that's going, and then I'll put up a study, and we shall proceed with caution. There we go. Ah, Shabbat Shalom, and the trumpet sounds very good. That's our silver trumpets that are found in the book of Numbers, chapter 10. You can write that down, Numbers chapter 10. Read the first few verses, and you'll see they had silver trumpets. And we just do it in memorial. It's not a commandment. We just do it just because it sounds good, and we're trying to summon the congregation. And there's other trumpets to summon the ministers and for war and different things. But we are one Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabo Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael. And today's the Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom. So we're at 27 South Maple Street right now in a place called Holin Vault, Tennessee. And there's our phone numbers, there's our website, onemessiah.net. Holin Vault means high forest in German, in case you want to know. So let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint this teaching today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, first we always ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. I thank God for the blood of Yeshua. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the promises of God. I thank God for eternal life. Knowing that at any time we can meet you, Father, we're only one breath away. No matter who we are, no matter who we think we are, no matter what we have, we're still going to meet the Lord. And I thank God that we have this knowledge. May God bless this Sabbath today, bless the study. May God bless you. May God help you, lead, guide, and direct you in everything that you do in your life. May God give you right decisions, right discernment. And righteousness is so important in our lives in a world that's so corrupt. Bless and anoint this study today. Make it be prosperous for everyone, spiritually, physically. Teach us something new that we have never known. Teach us the real personality of God, the attributes of God. Help us, Lord and God, learn about you. And I thank God today that we could be here today in this century, making straight the way of the Lord. And I thank God for the blood of Yeshua. Amen. May God be with you. Amen. My ministry is a teaching ministry. I like to bring up subjects and topics maybe that you're not familiar with. I always think they're deleted from your life, and they were deleted from my life for a long time. You know, and I was a businessman for many years, and at this moment, I'm not getting any younger. But I found out that there's a God, and I found out there's a gosh, everyone is going to meet the Lord, you know, and that's just really an important thing to think about. So anyway, I've tried to undelete some of these things that are hidden from you in your life. For your convenience, I have learned a lot of different computer things, and I'm still learning, ever learning, and there's endless computer things to learn. But I reached a point where you could actually read my studies online, you could listen to them online, you could watch streaming video online. You could even watch these videos online. I believe we're streaming right now on Real Player. If you put me in your Real Player, huh? Okay. You could even download the MP3 files to your iPhone or your MP3 players, whatever you have. We're on Pal Talk right now in a forum. You can always schedule me in to come and visit you if you need me to show up in person. There's a link there. This year is about over. Let's see. Today is the 24th of December. Wow. And the question is, most people never even heard it's created by Pope Gregory from the 1500s, right? And there's the word December. Of course, deca means 10. It used to be the 10th month, but that's another story. The calendar used to have only 10 months, but then one emperor or despot, whatever you want to call him, he added two more months to the calendar. So we ended up with 12 months now in the Gregorian calendar. Jehovah's calendar never changed. We are now in the ninth month of God called Kislev, the 24th day. And the video is not working. Really? Okay, well, it's incorrectly. I changed the IP and everything. So, well, if the video's not working, I guess you just have to listen and watch the video later. Anyway, let's see here. This is Zechariah 7:1, which tells us about Kislev. And that's part of Pope Gregory's December and January. This will be January 2017 soon, which is pretty amazing. Well, we're in a situation where it is the season to be pagans all around us, and it's definitely engulfed the world. I mean, that's all you hear about. I'm always reminded to inform you to beware of the false image of love that's going on, you know, this false feeling of happiness, when it's just really another day. False feelings, false emotions, false accusations, imaginations running wild. Financial drain. People's, I guess after this week or two, people will be getting their credit card bills and going into a nightmare. There's depression, there's suicide, there's even murder. People beating each other up nowadays. I mean, it's crazy. More debt is being accumulated. You know, the artificial festival lights that they put up really set the stage. Satan really knows how to suck you into his arena, and you know, you just fall right into it. If you hear a little voice in your head telling you to separate yourself from the congregation or leave the people that are keeping the commandments, beware, because that little voice, there's a couple of voices you might hear in your mind, maybe you're not familiar with. I don't know if psychiatrists will tell you this, but I'm a spiritual psychiatrist, and I will inform you that you might hear some voices in your mind. If you read the Bible, you might get some godly thoughts. You might have some thoughts of your own, and then you might have thoughts of Satan, because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he can convince you in things that maybe you're not even aware that you're being convinced into or talked into. I mean, a thought might just pop into your mind from out of nowhere, and it's something that you weren't even thinking. So that's something you got to be aware of. Spiritually speaking, there are no holy days or holidays in the ninth month called Kislev, Pope Gregory's December, in the Bible. There's no such thing. Watch and be aware of your life, you so-called live. Always check for false data, false people, false doctrine, false histories, that's big time, false pagan holidays, which is on now, false drugs, prescriptions, remedies, false situations. You got to watch out for propaganda, misinformation, disinformation, forged documents, fabrications, misdirection, and to make it simply put, lies. It all boils down to lies, and there's many other words I could have put in there, but they're all lies. So you got to be very careful. Don't just follow the crowd, which most people do nowadays. Most people don't question anything. They just go along with the crowd or peer pressure or, you know, at work, you know, you just follow whatever, I guess, the one in charge tells you what to do without thinking about what is that really all about or questioning it. So beware. Remember, false feasts in Scripture that lead to other gods and is sin. Exodus 32, Aaron made one calf, there he is, and that was sin. And 1 Kings 12, Jeroboam made two calves, and that was sin. And they made these feasts to God. And they're not, obviously, they're false feasts, because they're not of God, obviously. So, I just want to inform you, the new moon is coming. Friday night, December 30th, 2016, starts God's 10th month, Tevet, which is found in Esther chapter 2, verse 16. And there it is, the 10th month, Tevet. And the word Tevet, some people say that it means goodness. So I'll go along with that. That sounds nice. Tevet. Before I start, I wanted to tell you, be very careful. Some news is going on the internet. The Feds warning people that ISIS sympathizers continue to their aspirations, calling for attacks on churches' holiday greetings. So be careful wherever you're at these next few days, because ISIS wants to disrupt whatever's going on, even in the pseudo-churches, right? Now, this one might shock you. A woman has been charged with two felonies after allegedly beating her two sons for opening their Christmas gifts early. That's to show you the Christmas beatings instead of the season's readings, season's beatings, okay? Now, here's one that you might find, you know, when you think that you haven't heard the bizarrest. Now, I heard a lady a long time ago, she married herself. Did you remember that story? But now, check this one. A French lady, Lily, in a relationship with a robot, she 3D printed herself. She and the robot have been living together for a year and are now engaged. Lily describes herself as a proud robosexual and says they will be married soon. So I said, oh no, was she born that way? You know how they always say people are born that way? So then I said, let's move on. Maybe she was born that way, you know. Maybe it's another preference. She wants to marry a robot. But anyway, you know, in the last few... I know, but I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with 3D printers, but they're pretty amazing. But she actually created a robot she wants to marry. She's out of her mind. Anyway, we've been over Xmas and today's made-up Hanukkah and other made-up holidays this December. Sad to say, people follow anything that's going on, you know. They never question from whence it was originated or who started it or what geographical location was it started in or what time or what's the name of the person. We are forensic spiritual detectives. We ask all those questions. We want to know the truth of the matter. So today's study is, who are you following? Which person? Which multitude? You know? In this study below, please find a few chapters. Most chapters are pertaining to people that forsook Yehovah. Reading many chapters in Scripture this morning made me sad to realize the world is even worse today. And it made me feel really sad because when you read the Bible and you see how the people forsook the Lord in the Bible, and then you think about today, it's worse in every country. So I'm going to start reading some scriptures to you. And I'm sorry that you can't see the video. I did change the IP, which I can't imagine why it doesn't work, unless your real player is outdated. Deuteronomy 7:4 says, for they will turn away thy son from following me, these people, that they may serve other gods, and the anger of Yehovah will be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. That's what happens when you turn away from following the God of Israel. God could choose your delusions, he says. He can cause you to believe a lie, which is really bad. Deuteronomy 12 says, take heed to yourself, that you be not snared by following them, after that they be destroyed from before you, and that you inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. And most people do that, unfortunately. Book of Judges tells us, and it came to pass when the judges were dead, the judge was dead, the children of Israel returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. And that's the way it is today. And if you tell people simple things, even the Ten Commandments, people get, they foam at the mouth. They get up so upset. They lose it. They, you know, as they say, discombobulate. They come to pieces and they fall apart, you know. 1 Samuel says, if you will fear Yehovah and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of Yehovah, then shall both you and also the king that reigns over you continue following Yehovah your God. Which this ended a long time ago. But if you will not obey the voice of Yehovah, but rebel against the commandment of Yehovah, then shall the hand of Yehovah be against you as it was against your fathers. And that can happen, you know, and that happens a lot. In 1 Samuel, it says, "It repented me that I have set up Saul to be king." Remember the story about Saul? You can read it yourself. "For he has turned back from following me." And whether you know it or not, you're following someone. You know, there's the hidden persuaders in the world, and that's called advertisers. And they have you following things that maybe you're not even aware you're following something. There's magazines, books, websites tell you what to wear, what to look like, what to eat, how to dress, how to speak, you know, what to buy, how to be this or how to be that. And without you knowing it, you're being talked into many different things. So you have to be aware, and I'm aware because I was in the retail business, so I'm aware that I used to try to talk people into different things, you know, subliminally without them even being aware. So I realize people that are in the advertising world, they know how to do that. First Kings says, "But if you shall at all turn from following me, you and your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land, which has happened, which I have given them, and this house, this temple, which I have hallowed for my name, will I cast out of my sight, which God has done. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people." And that really is, that's the way it is today. "And at this house, this which is the temple, which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss. And they shall say, why hath Jehovah done this unto this land and to this house?" And here's the answer. God even gives them the answer. And they still did it. "And they shall answer, because they forsook Jehovah their God, which brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore hath Jehovah brought upon them all this evil." Now some people today might say, "Well, I'm not serving another God. I don't believe in anything." Well, there's a spirit of unbelief too, which becomes like a God. The spirit of unbelief, which is a scary thought. You don't want to ever fall into that. Or doubting God, or questioning God, or, you know, just that whole thing. 2 Kings 17 says, "In the 20th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was..." There's so many accounts of all these kings doing evil in the sight of Jehovah, "but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents." How terrible. "And the king of Assyria found a conspiracy in Hoshea. He had sent messengers to So, who's a king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. And in the 9th year of Hoshea, king of Assyria, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Samaria." Isn't that terrible? Assyria. "Carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned." And that little word sin, S-I-N, can change your whole life. God could put you in a delirious situation. "And so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against Jehovah their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they feared other gods. Some people fear their friends or their relatives, or fear, their bosses, or, I don't know. "And they walked in the statues of the heathen whom Jehovah cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made." And check this out. This is what they thought. The children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against Jehovah their God. "And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced cities." Now, anyone who, just think, whatever you think you got secret before God, you're fooling yourself, because God says the light and the darkness are alike to him. He sees under the whole heaven. He's very aware of everything we think, everything we do, how we represent Him. And we represent God, we represent God in the true picture of who He really is. And they set them up images and groves in high places and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom Jehovah carried away from before them. And they wrought wicked things to provoke Jehovah to anger. For they served idols, whereof Jehovah had said unto them, "You shall not do these things." Yet Jehovah testified against Israel. You know, God has always got that. He's always wants you to repent. And Jehovah testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, "Turn from your evil ways. Keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the Torah, the law which I command your fathers and which I sent to you by the servants, the prophets." So God always has a hand of mercy if you just listen. Notwithstanding, just like the people today, you could talk to your blue in the face, they will not hear. But they hardened their neck, like the neck of their fathers, and they did not believe in Jehovah their God, and they rejected His statutes and His covenant that He made with their fathers, and His testimonies, which He testified against them, and they followed vanity. Just think, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. This whole thing that's going on is vain. It's made up. And became vain. And they went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom Jehovah had charged them that they should not do like them. And that's what happened to America. When America was born, there was no holidays here in America. So the early people that were here, they looked towards Europe, and they brought in all the pagan holidays. And that's where we got all these things that people do nowadays. No one questioned anything. And then, of course, as time went on, they just kept embellishing them. And cartoon people made little, caricatures of really cute things. And poets wrote poems, and people wrote stories. And before you know, we got movies and all this stuff out of something that's totally made up. And it sells real good. That's all I can tell you. However, and they left all the commandments of Jehovah their God and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination. People think that's cool nowadays, divination and enchantments. And they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Jehovah and to provoke Him to anger. Therefore, Jehovah was very angry with Israel and removed them out of His sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah. And check this out. Judah kept not the commandments of Jehovah their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. They made their own statutes. And Jehovah rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers until He had cast them out of His sight. For He rent Israel from the house of David and made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following Jehovah and made them sin a great sin. And the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did. They departed not from them. Isn't that terrible? No one made a stand. No one stood up and said, "We're not going to do this." Until Jehovah moved Israel out of His sight, as He had said by all His servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And even Israel today, in this century, Israel's still not keeping the commandments of God. They couldn't care less. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kulath and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was, at the beginning of their dwelling there, they feared not Jehovah. Therefore Jehovah sent lions among them and slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land." They thought it was the God of the land. That's how pagan they were. Therefore he had set lions among them, and behold, they are, and they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry hither one of those priests, those guys, whom you brought from thence, let them go and dwell there, and let them teach them the manner of the God of the land. And then, which is totally ridiculous, then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear Jehovah. Now, these were pagan people. That's ridiculous. Remember, they replaced them. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own. And they put them in the houses of the high places, which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they built, they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made, now here's some of the names of the gods they made. The men of Babylon made Sukkoth Binoth, and the men of Kuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Sema, and the Hivites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in the fire to Adrammelech, and Adrammelech, the gods of the Sepharvaim. Isn't that horrible? Now, this is sarcastically written. So they surely feared Jehovah. Sure they did. No, they didn't. And they made themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the house of the high place. And then, again, sarcastically, they feared Jehovah. And here's what they really did. And they served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Until this day, do they, after the former manners, here's the truth, they fear not Jehovah. Neither do they after their statutes, nor after their ordinances, nor after the law and the commandment which Jehovah commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom Jehovah had made a covenant and charged them, saying, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow down yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But Jehovah, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him you shall fear, and him you shall worship, and to him you shall sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore, and you shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you fear other gods. But Jehovah your God you shall fear, and him he shall deliver you out of the hand of your enemies. And no matter how many times God pleads with them, no matter how many times God tries to extend a hand of mercy, howbeit they did not hearken, but they did after the former manner. So these nations feared Jehovah not, and they served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day, and so do they unto this day, in 2016, almost 2017. So the question is, who are you really following? Do you even know who you're following? To whom are you giving your allegiance to? And a lot of people, Satan blocks out those few little simple words, you're still going to meet the Lord, no matter who you are. In other words, everyone dies one day, no matter how long it takes. Everyone grows old, no matter how beautiful and handsome you were. You still grow old, and you're still going to meet the Lord. That's just the way it is. No matter how rich you are or how poor you are, no matter how successful you are, no matter how unsuccessful you are, you're still going to meet the Lord. That's just the way it is. Jeremiah says, and I feel like this sometimes, the word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, stand in the gate of Jehovah's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Jehovah, all you of Judah that enter in at the gates to worship Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, again pleading, amend your ways and your doings, and I'll cause you to dwell in this place. Sounds nice, doesn't it? He says, trust not in lying words. So make sure everything that's spoken to you, you qualify them. Make sure you understand if they're true, if they're false. Trust not in lying words, saying the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yehovah, the temple of Yehovah are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Wow. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? And come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Wow. You know, God knows if you're a hypocrite or a phony. God knows what you do. In this house, which is called by my name, behold, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, saith Yehovah. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. You know, if God does this to his own people Israel, what do you think he's going to do to a bunch of Gentiles that don't even know him at all? That's what I always try to tell people. He doesn't even know you. You really lose. A lot of people don't understand that. They think, you know, the world has turned God into like the, Casper Milktoast, Easter Bunny kind of, you know, just do your own thing, God, which is not the really, they belie the Lord. You know, they misrepresent him. And now, behold, you have done all these works, saith Yehovah, and I spoke unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not. And I called you, but you answered not. Therefore I do unto this house, which I called by my name, that's called by my name, when you trust, and unto this place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to it, to Shiloh. When I read this, I always think about all the people going to Israel and going by the little wall there and sticking their little prayer into the outer wall, that's not even the temple. And they don't keep any of the commandments. They keep not the commandments of God. And they don't even recognize that the Messiah has already come. And they're Antichrist. And they got their little yarmulke on and they think they look so holy, but they're not in the eyes of God. So God says, I will cast you out of my sight as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not for this people, neither lift up a cry nor prayer for them, neither will make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Could you imagine being in that point where no one could even pray for you? Wow. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and they kindle, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven? And to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Think of all the people today praying to other gods and praying to feminine gods and Queens of Heaven. Do they provoke me to anger, saith Yehovah? Do they not provoke themselves to confusion of their own faces? They're really hurting themselves. Therefore, thus saith Yehovah, the Lord Yehovah, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon the trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Like a lot of people don't even realize that they could be in a God, you know, a lot of people might say, well, none of this has happened to me. I'm flourishing. I'm prosperous. Well, God could send you a spirit of deception where you think everything's fine. And then the breath goes out of you one day and there's a lake of fire waiting. Whoa. Yeah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices, neath flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. I didn't even want to do that. But this is the thing I commanded them. I want them just to obey my voice, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I commanded you, that it may be well with you. That's all I wanted them to do. But I had to institute this whole Levitical priesthood and animal sacrifices, and because they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. That's something we want to do in life. We always want to go forward in God. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, and even unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline the ear, but harden their neck, and they did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken unto you. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer you. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeys not the voice of Jehovah their God, nor receives correction. Truth is perished, and it's cut off from their mouth. It's pretty horrible, isn't it? Cut off thy hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away. Take up a lamentation on high places. For Jehovah had rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith Jehovah. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they shall bury in Tophet, till there be no place. Like today, people might say, well, I never did that to my children. But you are, spiritually, when you're polluting them with false doctrine and teaching them all your vain ways and teaching them all your vain, made-up feasts and craziness that you've been taught and not correcting them in the scriptural way. And the carcasses of these people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth. Oh, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Pretty. Jeremiah didn't have any luck there, did he? They threw him in a dungeon, and he was just repeating all the words that God gave him. Oh, these prophets, I hope you feel a kinship to them, because that's the way it really is. I mean, you could look at the attendance in our congregation today. Who would want to come here when you can just go to another place and sing a bunch of songs to nothing and to no one and to vanity? Ezekiel says, and it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, the elders of Judah sat before me, that the land of the Lord Jehovah, that the hand of the Lord Jehovah fell there upon me. Then I beheld in lo a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward fire, and from his loins upward as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of a hand, and took me by the lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and heaven, and brought me into the visions of God, to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looked toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoked to jealousy. Wow. This thing, Ezekiel was in the captivity there, and God's given him a vision. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward, at the gate of the altar, the image of jealousy in the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel commits there, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court. When I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. So picture a wall with a hole in it. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. In the midst of them stood Yazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? They think I don't see them. Every man in the chamber of his imagery. For they say, The Lord Jehovah sees not. He don't see us. Jehovah had forsaken the earth. He had also said unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. And he brought me to the door of the gate of the Jehovah's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for the pagan god Tammuz. And Israel even has the nerve to name the fourth month of God that has no name, Tammuz. How dare them? Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of Jehovah's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of Jehovah, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of Jehovah. So they had their back toward the temple, and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. That's terrible. And he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and they have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury, my eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud cry, yet will I not hear them. So I think about all the atrocities that happened to the children of Israel over the years, and this is exactly why. The other people just get slaughtered by the millions, you know. Mao, I think he killed 60 million. Hitler killed millions. I mean, just think of all the people that got slaughtered because they forsook God. Exodus 23 says, Thou shalt not raise a false prophet. Excuse me, thou shalt not raise a false report. We definitely don't do that. We only report things that are true. Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Never team up with unrighteous people. You're not supposed to follow a multitude to do evil. So watch out who you're following. Just because everyone says it's okay, don't do it if it's not correct. Always remember Noah. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to pervert judgment, rest judgment. Don't come against righteous people. Neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause or a rich man in his cause. We're not going to allow any kind of sin. Always watch the mixed multitude that was among that are among you, because they fall lusting, and the children of Israel also wept, and they said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? They're all lusting. Numbers 11:4, the mixed multitude. Always try to find godly counselors, okay? Proverbs tells us where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of godly counselors, there's safety. A lot of people don't know that. Some people like to go to the young people to get advice instead of the older people in God. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Of course they are. But in the multitude of counselors, they're established. Proverbs 15:22. Proverbs 24:6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there's safety. But you have to know the Bible to know that. I mean, that's what we always try to do. So follow Yeshua the Lord. That's all I could tell you. Yeshua said unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Yeshua said, follow me. Let the dead bury the dead. Yeshua passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew, Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And without hesitation, you have to be like that. And he arose and followed him. Then said Yeshua unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, if you come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Yeah, things might not turn out to be a picnic for you. And you may not like the situation that you're in, and God is aware of everything that's going on with you, and you may think, well, I need this, or I want this, or I want that, but God knows exactly what you really need. It might feel like a cross, you know, something you have to bear, but follow God. Yeshua said unto them, if thou be perfect, if you want to be perfect, go and sell that you have, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. He told this to this one man because he knew that his heart was with all his things that he acquired in his life, which was ridiculous. John says, Yeshua says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there he shall be also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Amen. That's who we follow. We follow the true Messiah. Now, I know there's a lot of fake Yeshuas out there. Another Yeshua, another gospel, another spirit. It's flourishing out there. John, the Gospel of John 10 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, anyone who tries to enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, some other philosophy, some other religion, some other opinion, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entered in not by in by the door is the but he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice, for he called his own sheep by name and he leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. They know his voice. Amen. We know the Bible, and you have to know the Bible well so we could follow the truth. That's why we read the Bible. And the stranger will they not follow. We will not even listen to a strange Bible version. For they know not the voice of strangers. Every time we hear something that's not in the true Bible, our ears perk up and go, red flag, that's not correct. And doctrines, different doctrines and things, philosophies come in here with. This parable spoke Yeshua unto them, and they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Yeshua unto them again, truly, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Okay? All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. The sheep don't hear them, thank God. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief only comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's right. But he that's a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf comes and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and cares not for the sheep. He couldn't care less. Yeshua says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there's only going to be one fold and one shepherd. There's one God, one body, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And there's only one way to do this. And that's what we have immersed thyself in. Yes. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again, Yeshua says. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And because Yeshua says these things to them, there's always a division. You're going to find a division when you start learning the truth. It's going to cause division in your house, amongst your family. It's going to cause division amongst your kin, amongst your work fellows, amongst everyone you know. It causes division about because of Yeshua's sayings. And many of them said, he had a devil and mad. What are you here listening to him for? Others said, these are not the words of him that had a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And of course, it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication. That's the dedication of the temple. It's the real Hanukkah, not the one they made up today. And it was winter, around February. And Yeshua walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. There it is, the temple. The temple was still there. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long do you make us a doubt? Are you the Messiah? Tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you I'm the Messiah, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. You believe not because you're not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And that's what this study is all about. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Amen. Of course, then, the people that are not of God's sheep, these Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua said unto them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. Which of these works do you stone me? The Jews said unto him, saying, for a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, you make yourself God. Yeshua answered them, saying, is it not written in your Torah? I said, you are gods. If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye not of him whom the Father had sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? I'm the Word of God made flesh. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me, believe not me, I hope you believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Amen. Therefore they sought again to take him, but of course he just escapes out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man are true. And many believed on him there. Amen. One last chapter and we're finished. John 21. After these things, Yeshua showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. This is after he rose from the dead. Praise the Lord. And on this wise showed he himself. There was together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, that they might, that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Yeshua stood on the shore. But his disciples knew not that it was Yeshua. Isn't that beautiful? Then said Yeshua unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered, no. And he said unto them, cast a net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast it for, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Praise the Lord. Therefore, that disciple whom Yeshua loved, that's John, said unto Peter, it's the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fish's coat on him, because his top part of him was naked. He wasn't naked all the way, but you know that it was a coat. He put his coat on, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And that's to show people that even looking at men's top part is called nakedness, which is probably not a good idea, because then the devil wants you to fantasize and do all kinds of thoughts. And on the other disciples came in a little ship, and they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. That's how much fish they caught. And as soon as they were come into to land, they saw a coal of fires there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Yeshua said unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153, for there were so many that the net didn't even break. Yeshua said unto them, come and dine. Amen. And none of the disciples asked him, saying, who are you? Because they all knew it was the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeshua then comes and takes bread and gave them, and fish likewise. And this is now the third time that Yeshua showed himself to his disciples. It's the third time now after that he was risen from the dead. Praise the Lord. So when they had dined, Yeshua said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, that you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. He said unto him, feed my sheep. And that's what we have to do. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? I guess he said unto him because he denied him three times, Just a thought. Peter was aggrieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Yeshua said unto him, feed my sheep. And then Yeshua said unto him, here's what I'm going to say unto you, Peter. When you were young, you girded yourself and you walked anywhere you wanted to go. But when you're going to be old, you're going to stretch forth your hands and another shall gird you and carry you whither you that you don't want to go, Peter. This he spoke, signifying what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Amen. Praise the Lord. In closing, there's still time to change the road you chose to be on, everyone, if you're not on the correct path. Know who you are following. Know what you believe. Make sure you can prove what you think you believe. Know what and why you do what you do. And know why the way you do it. The book of Amos says, hate the evil, love the good, establish judgment in the gate. It just may be, that Jehovah God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Zephaniah tells us, seek Jehovah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It just may be that you may be hid in the day of Jehovah's anger. Anyway, stay safe, everyone. and Shabbat Shalom. And I hope you got something out of this. Make sure you follow things that are true. And I thank you for being here today. And I thank God that we're here. May God bless the rest of the Sabbath, the food, the singing, anything we do. May God heal our sister Louise that's sick. May God touch you if you're sick and you don't even know it. May God heal you today and strengthen you. May God give us energy and life and increase our faith and fear and give us discernment and understanding. May God give us a craving for His Word and a love. And I just thank God today for the blood of Yeshua, which is the most important thing, the forgiveness of sins, because we never know when we're going to meet the Lord. And I thank God today for every one of you that's here, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. I'll stop the audio.